get a try. I always check in on 40 meters to south cars in the mornings. And sometimes, I don't know how that guy, the net controller, can keep up. They'll check in like they at a car auction selling cars, and you might, I can get their number out, but I can't, I don't see how in the world them people check in that quick.
That's on HF, right?
Yeah, it's on HF on 40 meters, 7.251.
Yeah, I found on HF it's a little faster than it is on VHF or UHF when you're going through a repeater. When you're going through a repeater, there's a little bit of lag, but when you're on HF, you key up, you talk, it's there. Right? There's no lag whatsoever on HF.
Somebody on RF goes to the echo link. It's like when John checks in down there in Bradenton, Florida. I keep waiting to talk to him. I used to live down there, but it'll come over the RF, and then there's a lag there about 5 seconds before he comes over the echo link.
Yeah, if you have them both up at the same time, you can tell that. And the more they get logged in, the longer the lag is, and it depends on, you know, their connection to the Internet, your connection to the Internet, the Echolink server's connection to the Internet. There's just a lot of factors there. But it does sometimes it does have a lot of latency. You're right. What else you got for us tonight, Walt?
If I can learn CW, I can learn to be a net control operator.
You can do that. CW is a lot harder than calling a net. I can attest to that.
I'd give another call out, see if anybody's going to check in. So I appreciate all the help, Dave. 7-3, I'll be clear on your phone.
All right, Walt, and I appreciate your help, too. You're going to be a big help. Every little bit helps, so appreciate you volunteering. Have I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KN4RJM. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, John.
Breaking Bad up there has a swimming pool, so come summertime I might be running and calling that from poolside.
As long as you have a submersible radio or you don't drop your radio in the pool, you'll be okay.
Well, I'll be sitting on one of the chairs there and one of the recliners and drag my rig out there, hook into his repeater, and have drink in hand and call it that way.
I was going to say, save the pina coladas for after the net. You got anything else for us tonight?
I'm clear. KN4RJN 73 is there, buddy.
Appreciate it, John. Any last call? Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW, comment?
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is KO4LAO. The new guy checked in earlier with you this evening.
Well, hey, Jim. Have you used your radio much?
A little bit. I'm trying to do this on a small HT. I had a long conversation with Walt last night, K4IM, and I was listening to part of it. It got real quiet, and I finally figured out that the squelch was set too high, and I wasn't hearing any of the conversation, so I turned it all off and was able to pick up what you guys were saying. But I'm right here at the base of Paris Mountain up here in Traveler's Rest.
Well, you're making it in good to, I mean, you're rock solid into the Caesar's Head repeater if you're on a handheld. That's a really good setup you've got there.
Kill, but it'll get me through until I can get some real radios in.
So how long have you been on, how long have you had your ticket?
Maybe 7 days, something like that, you know. I mean, I did some of this stuff. I was telling Walt last night, I did some of this stuff as a cadet when I was in CAP as a kid many years ago, and I had an old East Kit radio and used to run nets for the CAP program, but I gave all that up after I got out of college, and it's been a long time since I got back to it. My son finally convinced me that I needed to get back at it. He's a ham down in Atlanta, and finally I just got off my rear end and went and studied for the tech and the journal exams and got through those and got my license last week.
Well, a big thank you to your friend in Atlanta that got you moving. I was going to ask you what got you moving on that, and that's good. That's when I was what got me moving on it was I was stuck in traffic, and I had a scanner that I would turn on CB frequencies, and I was stuck in traffic for 2 hours on 85 on a bridge, north of Greenville. And I was fiddling around with that thing. I had nothing to do, right? And when trucks would go by on the bridge in the other northbound direction, the whole bridge would shake that I was on. And so I'm playing with that scanner, and I'm thumbing through the menus, and there's this thing called HAM, H-A-M. My dad was a ham radio operator, so I pressed the button. And I heard Steve, a guy who's up in South Dakota now, him and a friend of his talking on this repeater. And I thought, it's about time I started learning how to become a ham. I was in my 40s when I did that. So little things like that just trigger it. But, Jim, glad you're here. Looking forward to hearing you on the air more and more.
Well, I look forward to it. By the way, I happened to hear you mention you were out at the airport today. Were you doing RC stuff or flying?
Yeah, I'm trying to get back into it. I've been real busy with work for the last 5 years. I switched jobs 5 years ago, and that got me really, really busy. And I'm trying to tear away from it to get ready for retirement. And so our airfield moved. There was an airfield called Western Carolina Radio Club, and that radio club was a model airplane club. And they were established in 1964. They were out at the intersection of 101 and 417 and Woodruff Road, where they all came together. They had been there since 1964. A couple of years ago, they lost that field and built a new field about 2 miles north of that over where the old Greenville dump used to be. And I went out there for the first time today. I've known they've been moving it, and I kept my membership going. So went out for the first time today and took some 360-degree pictures and stitched them all together and put them up there on the club site. So the people that haven't been going to the airfield anymore since it's been shut down have a good view of what it looks like. But if you get on Facebook and you look up Western Carolina Radio Club, WCRC, you'll be able to find those pictures. I posted them in a video flying around the club field, Western Carolina Radio Club. That's what they called themselves. It was an RC, radio control airplanes, but they called themselves a radio club back then, in 1964.
Leo, guy, did you do that with a drone?
It's a DJI multi-rotor. It's called a Spark. I've got a couple of those my wife bought for me for my birthday or for Christmas, and they're really, really stable. So they make some really good video pictures. Plus, they're programmed to take a panorama that has 46 snapshots that fill up the inside of a sphere. And you can use those to stitch them together with some other software to stitch them together and make a rotatable panorama that you can see 360 degrees.
Foothills today, and one of the guys brought his, actually there were two guys out there with Jet, and one of the guys has a, I don't know what scale it was, but it was a T-33, and happened to have my father-in-law with me. He's a retired Air Force as well, and was fighter in service, so he had flown the T-33. In fact, I can remember as a kid when I was in college going out to McGee Tyson Airport and him flying this shiny T-33 in from Washington, D.C. just to come down and visit. It was pretty neat at the time. But yeah, I've got a Mavic 2 Pro, and I had a Phantom 4 Plus, Phantom 4 Pro. But I wound up trading it out for this Mavic, and the DJI product is not bad. I just wish the country of origin wasn't what it was.
Okay, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. I've got the Spark and the Mavic Mini, the little ones, and then some multi-rotors like a quad, like multiple quads, kind of like Team Black Sheep's, what do they call that, Disco, the Team Blacks, but they're homemade, they're use a CNC machine to cut out all the parts, and then buy the autopilot and the gyros and the accelerometers, barometers, and all that stuff separately, and assemble all of that stuff together. Those are a lot of fun too. Those a lot better than DJI because you don't have any limits, right? DJI puts a lot of limitations on you. When you build them yourself, you can do whatever you want to do with them. So that's a lot more fun. But I was out at Foothills last Sunday, I believe it was. Nobody was out there. I was the only one that was there. I took a whole bunch of pictures out there too, and then came on back. But I'm trying to join up with the Campobello Flyers. They're about 6 miles further northeast of the foothills Flyers, and they've got a little bit better of a flying site. Not as big as the club. They've got like 29 members, where Foothills has like 35 members at the moment. You know, in January, it usually goes down kind of low, and then it picks back up as people start signing back up again. But good to know you're a Flyer. Hope maybe I'll see you out there at one of those airfields soon.
Several ultralights. I've been eyeing those as well. My wife says I don't have enough insurance paid up yet to go fly one of those, but I'd dearly love to get back into the team. But anyway, I just thought I would key the mic here before you checked off the net and say hello again, and so I'll clear after this and 7-3.
Okay, Jim. Well, do appreciate you hanging around and just keying up that mic. All right. Hope you key it up a whole lot more. Hope to hear you on the air a whole lot more, and hope to meet you out at the airfield. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, thank you, 4P, you call me a lover.
Go ahead, David.
And we're just going to say this. It's been a while since we've had the opportunity to talk to you. Great comments, great man. And we do want to thank you for that. Not sure if you have ever heard of the CAP, Air Force. We do communicate with them and a lot. Just good to hear that you are continuing with the airfield. Great day to save them. But anyway, if you have ever heard of Triblade, and you know what I'm talking about, though.
Is that... I'm not sure. I'm not completely sure. Yeah, we're getting a little bit scratchy there. But is that Triple Tree? Is that what you're talking about, Triple Tree?
Triblade. TRIBLADE. Tango Romeo India. Bravo Lima Alpha Delta Echo Triblade, and that's part of the Civil Air Patrol, we still communicate with them, and it's you're in more stuff than I am, over.
Well, that's one I'm not familiar with, David. I haven't heard of those, but it's good to know that that exists out there and that there is some amateur radio activity connected to Civil Air Patrol. I've heard that other people do that, and I do know that there's things that are going on with those, but I'm not participating. You know, there's only so – it's like a kid in a candy shop. You want to grab everything, but there's you can't grab everything.
So, Roger, well, now do keep in mind Triblade is on the military side of it. It would be the Air Force side of military Mars, the Air Force Mars. It is on their side, but what you're saying sounds to me like you're almost there or have done past it, over.
Yeah, I haven't messed around with Mars frequencies at all yet, any. Haven't made the modification or done whatever it is you need to do to be able to use Mars frequencies. I know that exists, never made the mods to my radio, and just only so much you can do. And when you have a couple of hobbies like RC can take a lot of time. And amateur radio can as well. The last thing I got into really heavy with amateur radio was the satellites and talking to the satellites and building an antenna tracker that actually tracks satellites that will do the Doppler shift and all that stuff for you. so that all you have to do is key up the radio and you get 15 minutes of communication through the footprint of the satellite, which is a lot of fun. So, David, there's just so many things to do. That's just one of the facets I have not been able to get into yet.
Dave, and we do understand. And, you know, we're just old school. We go back to the 60s. And we kind of stick to where we were. And it's understandable that you are a whole lot younger than I am. And you stick to what you know. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to get you somewhere else. You stay to what you were brought up with. And that's the key thing with amateur radio. You got to stay with what you are accustomed to doing. And if that's the future, so be it. If it's the past, so be it. But Dave, you've done a great job this evening. You have persevered longer than I have ever heard a net control station. You've done a great job, and we're going to do our best to check with you more often. AJ4PU.
Okay, David, we'll really do appreciate that. And I remember hearing from you a lot more in the past, so it'll be good to hear from you a lot more again in the future. But I remember you checking into the net quite a bit in the past, in years gone by. But I realize people get tied up with other things, but it's good to hear you making your way back through here. You got anything else for us tonight?
Support DJW, AJ4PU. Negative, Dave, have a great weekend, what's left of it. And hopefully we'll catch you next week. AJ4PU, clear.
Okay, David, you and Margaret, stay safe. I do appreciate you taking the time to spend with us a little bit this evening. Have I missed anyone for comments or have missed any check-ins? Call W4DHIW. Okay, sounds like we got them all. Stand by for my net report. This is W4DHIW now securing the Blue Ridge two-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.